This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Jerry Falwell deeply politicized religion. He didn't seem to understand the genius of the Constitution, but nevertheless, he's going to be remembered as the face and the voice of the religious right for a long time to come.
I regret that it's come to this. I admire Paul Wolfowitz. I admire his heart, and I particularly admired his focus on helping the poor.
We feel that there needs to be a period after his departure in which there is a general cleanup at the bank and that we are restored at least to the status quo ante in terms of oversight mechanisms and internal justice.
I think the resignation of Mr. McNulty is another significant step and evidence that the department really cannot function with the continued leadership or lack of leadership of Attorney General Gonzalez.
Not only will this legislation finally accomplish the extraordinary goal of securing our borders, but it will also enhance interior enforcement and put employers on notice that the practice of hiring illegal workers will no longer be tolerated.
This is a bill where people who live here in our country will be treated without amnesty, but without animosity.
President Bush should not be permitted to continue his disastrous policy of sending more and more American troops to die in the quagmire of Iraq's civil war. We in Congress must put the brakes on and stop the madness.
A timeline for withdrawal, whether waivable or not, would be a very counterproductive move while General Petraeus is pursuing a plan with troops in the field at this moment that has some prospect for success.
When we formed the National Unity Government, it was formed specifically to prevent internal fighting and to open the road of protecting democracy. What is at stake here is not just the future of Palestinians, but also the future of the Palestinian democratic system that we built with great difficulty and with huge efforts.